Shoppers, Steve Urkel is about to enter the mall. I repeat, Steve Urkel is entering the mall.
On the newspaper page, and love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out.
David's Bridal announces the $99 gown sale.
Kids, always watching music videos. Got it, babe.
Yes, just in different places.
Hey, wait a minute. Why are you all dressed up like that?
Well, the employment agency called me, and I've got a job interview.
Well, I hope it's better than your last job, proofreading M&Ms.
Me too. And listen, while I'm gone, you're gonna have to watch Richie.
Oh, Harriet, come on. Now, this is my day off. Why can't Eddie or Laura babysit?
They're at the mall.
Well, they're always at the mall. Why doesn't everybody in this house just move into the mall?
Oh, Carl, calm down.
I know. I'll call my mother to babysit.
She can't.
Why not?
She's at the mall.
Hi, Harriet.
Hi, sweetie.
Uncle Carl, this is Little G. He's new to the hood.
Well, hello, Little G.
Yo, sir.
Okay. You win. He does look like the father on Fresh Prince.
What's up? Thanks for all the help.
No problem, Bob. Listen, I've been thinking. When you guys get your new uniforms, what are you going to do with the old ones?
Toss them, I guess.
That's wasteful. You should give them to the homeless cheerleaders.
Hi, how much are your tickets?
Hi, they're $1. But a book of 10 is only $9.
Okay, I'll take a book.
Thanks. Bye.
Hey, you.
What?
That's my girlfriend. And if you smile at her one more time, we're gonna have to play Rip the Nose Off Pretty Boy.
Ooh, I'm shaking.
Hey, I don't care what religion you are. Scram.
Oh,
Waldo, stop being so jealous.
I had a right to be jealous. That fancy pants was flirting with you.
He wasn't flirting with me. He smiled at me.
Oh, please. Think, Max. When you rearrange the letters and smile, you get the word lies with an M left over.
Sometimes he worries me.
Only sometimes?
Hello.
Hi.
Do you like my dress?
Uh-huh.
It's on sale. Just $49.95 at Spooz.
Spooz?
Yes, that's S-P. Ooh. Ooh.
She wants you, man.
What? She's too old for me.
So learn from your elders. Wrangle some tangle.
But she did kind of give me a little look when she said, Spooz.
Yeah, I saw that look. It melted the elastic in my underpants.
Hi, my little raffle-rouser.
Oh, Joy, it's Steve.
Now, I'm having a little problem with Myra.
Well, what's wrong now?
That new vile wench is smothering me. Why, she follows me around like a lovesick puppy. What should I do, Laura?
Just do what I do to you. Ignore.
Well, obviously that doesn't work.
Well, okay, then just tell her the truth. You're too young to get so serious. You need a little space.
Ah, the truth, huh? That's just crazy enough to work.
What are we hunting? Dinosaurs. Look, there's a big one. Yeah, let's get that T-Rex before it wakes up.
What if I told you about these water guns?
Tell her to shoot them in the house and only get Eddie wet.
Right. Now, why don't you two go do something dry?
We're bored, Uncle Carl. We want you to play with us.
Well, what do you want to do?
Want to go rollerblading?
No.
Want to play soccer?
No.
Want to shoot some hoops?
No.
Don't you want to do anything?
Sure. Come up with something.
I bet you just want to plop on the couch and watch TV.
Okay. You win. Ow!
What's the matter?
It's my back.
Does it hurt?
Well, let's see. Ah! I'm sorry, guys. Looks like I'm not going to be able to play with you after all.
That's okay. Can we get you anything?
Well, maybe a soda.
Okay.
And a sandwich. Oh, listen, and little Richie, would you hand me that clicker, please?
Okay, sure.
Thanks. Oh, ah. Oh, yeah. Real bad. Sting of pain. Yeah. Really? I'm good.
Stevie Poo?
Yesy Poo.
Well, we've been seeing each other for a while now, and don't you think it's time that you made a commitment to me?
Well, I believe I have. I let you buff your car with my old boxer shorts.
Yes, and my head is still spinning. But actually, I was hoping that we could go steady.
Steady?
Yes. So if you wanted to get me a ring or an ID bracelet, I'd be willing to pay for it.
Gummy thighs.
Yes?
Well, I really must be honest. Oh. really must be honest with you. I feel we're much too young to get so serious.
What?
Well, I was thinking that maybe we could sort of see other people for a while.
Stephen! Stephen, I don't understand. What's wrong with me? I'm not smart enough.
Oh, no, it's not that. Oh, you're brilliant.
I'm not pretty enough.
Oh, no, you're gorgeous. Why, haven't you noticed the way middle-aged men stare at you?
Then what's wrong?
Well, Myra, I just feel I need a little space.
Oh, I see. The proverbial space. The truth is, you just don't love me anymore.
Oh, now, Zagnut.
If space is what you want, Stephen, then space is what you get.
Oh, Myra, please.
Stephen, have a wonderful life. And always remember that you were loved by Myra Monkhouse.
Oh, now, Myra, please.
Hey, baby.
Hi. You want to buy a ticket? We're trying to get a uniform.
Sweetheart, I tell you what. I'm going to buy a whole book of those tickets.
Thanks.
But I'll buy two books if you'll go out with me.
Uh-huh. Who
are you?
I'm her steady, Freddy.
Oh, yeah? Says who?
Don't make me get out of this trash can.
Look, you'd better go. He's very jealous.
He's also crazy.
Crazy. I'm so crazy.
Hello again, boys. This dress is also on sale with Spooz.
Did you see that?
What?
She gave you a little extra lip action when she said Spooz. See, like this.
I saw it. You really think she's interested in me?
She came back, didn't she?
She's hurting for you. Make your movie, man.
Excuse me, Miss,
Garcelle.
Ah, Garcelle. Beautiful name. I'm Edward.
What can I do for you, Edward?
Well, I think you are fabulously fly, and I was wondering maybe, baby, if you'd like to have dinner with me sometime.
That's really sweet, Edward, but I only go out with men my own age. I never date college kids.
Well, what about high school kids?
Bye.
How'd it go?
Fantastic. We hit it off instantly.
She shot you down?
Yeah.
Too bad, man. I led you astray.
Must have been me she wanted.
Step aside, Eduardo. Hey, yo, tall thing. How'd you like to buy me lunch? Hey, come here! I'm a ghetto.
Hi, guys.
No. Hi, honey. How'd the interview go?
Great. For the next 2 weeks, I'm in charge of security for the Mr. Universe contest.
Well, congratulations. How's the pay?
Lousy. But I get to frisk everyone. Why aren't you kids playing?
Uncle Carl hurt his back.
You did? Oh, Carl.
Oh, well. Hey, guys, I got a little confession to make. I tricked you.
What do you mean?
Well, there's nothing really wrong with my back, see? I just said that so you guys would stop bugging me.
Carl, That's dishonest.
No, it isn't. It's using the old noggin.
Actually, Uncle Carl, we tricked you.
What do you mean?
We knew all along there was nothing wrong with your back.
You did?
Sure.
Well, then why didn't you say so?
Because we wanted you to be in a good mood when we told you that we broke your bowling trophy.
Richie, that is dishonest.
No, it isn't. That's using the old noggin.
Tonight, after small...
Slight problem, Bob. I was in the parking lot chasing Loverboy when out of nowhere came this bus.
You got hit by a bus?
Not me, just the bike. Fortunately, I flew off and landed on a nun.
Laura, would you excuse us?
Gladly.
Don't worry, Max. My dad can fix the bike.
But who's gonna fix us, Waldo?
What do you mean?
I've had it with your jealousy. You get mad at every guy that comes near me. And I can't stand it anymore. We're through, Waldo.
What?
You heard me. It's over.
No, Max. You gotta give me another chance. Please.
Why do you act so crazy?
I don't know.
Come on, Waldo. Did you act like this with your other girlfriends?
Truth is, I haven't had a whole lot of girlfriends. I mean, there's been girls I like, but you're the first one that ever liked me back.
Oh, Waldo.
I don't want to lose you, Max.
Well, I don't want to lose you either. But you have to trust me. And you have to believe me when I tell you I'm only interested in you.
I'll try it, but it's not easy.
Why not?
Because I honestly don't know why you like me.
Because you're a kind soul with a good heart.
I am?
Yep.
What else?
You make me laugh.
I do? Thanks, Max. But I still think I should be number 2 on the all-time Hot I Get So Lucky list.
Well, who's number 1?
Lyle Lovett.
Steve.
Oh, it's Myra.
I know. I saw her run off crying.
Oh, it made me feel awful.
Now maybe you see how I feel when I try to get rid of you.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you always look so sad and pitiful, and it makes me feel sorry for you. And I always end up apologizing. I just can't figure out why I do that.
You love me, don't you?
Steven?
Myra.
Laura, we need some privacy. Would you mind returning to your silly raffle?
I'll see you two later. And if there's a God, much later.
Myra, are you okay?
No, Steven. Please change your mind about dumping me. I've tried living without you, but it was simply unbearable.
My God, woman, it's only been 20 minutes.
But it seemed like 20 years. Please, Stephen, please take me back. Pretty please, mother to cheese.
Oh, stop it, stop it, stop it, Myra, stop it. You're making a fool of yourself in the 4th largest mall in the country. Now sit down, sit down.
Well, I'm sorry, but I just have no shame when you're concerned.
Now listen, I'm so sorry I upset you. I never meant to hurt your feelings.
You're such a noble man.
Well, I've been thinking. Perhaps we could continue seeing each other. But only occasionally. I just can't stand to hurt your feelings.
You love me, don't you?
Okay. New game plan. It's not that I've been pursuing you too hard. It's that I haven't been pursuing you hard enough.
What?
I want you, Stephen Q. Urkel, and I won't rest until I have you.
Myra, please.
You're
you must
a 12-point buck, and you're staring down the barrel of my 30-06. Bang. Are you okay?
No, I'm not. The woman's wacko, Lara. Why, she simply won't take no for an answer. What do you do when someone is just obsessed with you?
Beats me.
Care to discuss it over dinner?
No.
Lunch?
Mm-mm.
Breakfast, lunch, high tea?
No.
It's coming. Kyle XY returns Monday, June 11th with an all-new season. And this Monday...
You can find out if those dreams that you're having are real.
An astonishing clue.
It's you. 1985?
Leads to a forbidden place. In just 3 weeks, the all-new season begins.
They'll kill you, Kyle. They'll kill all you.